fascinating comment. After the Gemara had introduced the Kal V'Chomer that Edom was stronger than Kiv, and that would be the source for Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara had introduced a strong question on this. And that strong question, I want everybody, in order to know the sugya well, needs to know the words of the Gemara by heart. And the words are, Ma Kiv Shemechayvo Karban. Tomar Be'edim Shein Mechayvo Karban. That there's a fundamental difference between Piv and Edim, and that there's a tzad chomor that Piv has that Edim don't have, and that Piv has the ability to be mechayev you a carbon, and Edim does not. We had in Tosos, Dibur HaMaslo Mal Piv, that Tosos pointed out that there are two different ways of understanding the machlokis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir, and ostensibly our Gemara is getting involved in that issue. What does that mean? That what's going on over here is as follows. Tosa says that our Gemara, when it says Malipichike Mechaibo Carbon, that Piv is stronger, what Tosa is doing is the following. Tosa says that that statement only makes sense according to Manda Omar, Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimeya Eden. That a person is believed more than 100 Eden when it comes to the halachos of carbon. When it comes to halachos of carbon, there we say Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimeya Eden. If that would be so, says Tosos, then the halacha would be that if a person says, I ate chaylev, and Edom say, no, you ate shuma, in such an instance, we would believe the person against the Edom. However, there's another way of understanding the shita of the Rabbanan that we have later on in our Gemara. The shita of the Rabbanan is that if two Edom say, you ate chaylev, and he says, no, I ate shuma, in such a case, the Rabbanan says, that he does not have to bring a carbon. One way of explaining it is Adam Nemel Asmo Yosem Mimeid. Another way of explaining it is based on a different rule. And that is the rule of he's able to be Metaretz Dibure. Now Rashi refers to that as Amigu. The Talmidim started asking about this, how it works as Amigu. We're going to go with the way Tosis explains it. Eventually we'll get the Amigu point. Tosis will bring that up in the Ramas Laman Yitzalomar Mezida Yisi. It's going to come up. But let's leave the word migu aside, even though Rashi seems to use that idea. Max pointed out not nicely that Rashi seems to explain it that way. That the rule of imir tzalomar mezer yisi is based on the following. That I'm believed against Edom who say that I ate chaylev b'shogeg to say lo achalti and to explain my words and say lo achalti mezid ela shogeg and therefore lo achalti shogeg ela mezid to say lo achalti shogeg ela mezid. So since I'm able to advance that argument, so halacha is that I am going to be believed against the Edom to reject the Edom's chiyuv of carbon of chaylev, says Tosos. Therefore, according to that explanation, the Gemara doesn't seem to make any sense. Because when the Gemara says Piv is stronger than Karban, in no way, in Edom, Piv is stronger than Edom, in no way, according to that Lashon, do we see that Piv is stronger than Edom. Why? Because any time the Piv contradicts the Edom, or the Edom contradict the Piv, there's no Chiyuv Karban. That's all you see according to Rabbanan. You see that one is not stronger than the other. Now that's a chidush. Normally, Edom is stronger than Piv, but Piv is not stronger than Edom. If so, says Tosfos, when the Gemara says Ma Piv Shekein Mechayvo Karbon, Tomar Beidim Shayim Mechayvo Karbon, that statement is false. Therefore, Tosfos suggests that our sugi is only going according to the Man D'Amar that says that Adam is Nemon Al Atzmo Yoser Mimeo Edom. Ad Kan Divrei Tesis that we were Amel in yesterday, inside in Shir as well as in Leini Chabur. Okay. Yesterday we had started. Any clarification questions necessary in Tosos? Yes, David. Very good. Okay, we will start being medayik in those words. It's a very interesting expression, Yosem Mimeya. The expression Yosem Mimeya, and David wants to know why does it say Ish as opposed to Eden. It's a nice question. The Ramban before my question and David's question, let's go Kiseder. The Ramban starts off in a very different place than Tosos started. The Ramban starts off saying that he doesn't understand the Gemara at all. It sounds like the Ramban doesn't understand the Gemara according to both Mandamers. Whether we say Adam Nemalats for Yotzer or we say the fellow is able to be Mitaritz Dibure, says the Ramban to Mahani, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Now, some of the Talmidim read the Ramban wrong because they didn't internalize that what the subject over here is. You always have to know what is the subject. And the subject over here is Malapiv Shikei Mechayvo Karban, Tom Rabbeidim Shikei Mechayvo Karban. To which the Ramban says, Timahani, I don't understand that rule. I don't understand that rule, Malapiv Shikei Mechayvo Karban. And his tema is the following. Valo, Af Eidim Mechayvo Karban Mishenu Machishon, Upiv Vishen Eidim Machishon, Ushe Mechayvo. Two separate clauses. Number one, Eidim are able to be Mechayvo you a Karban when you don't contradict it. That's a davar pashut. So too, piv works when Aiden don't contradict you. Avo mamachishin also lo mashma. Where in the world do you see this rule that piv is stronger than Aiden? All the rabbanon said, and you could call meseches krisus. The only time the Ramban claims, I can't claim to have combed Maseches Krisus. The Ramban says that if you comb Maseches Krisus, you will never see Piv being stronger than Adim. So you see how awesome this is? That what's going on over here is the Rishonim are holding in all the shots. And the Rishonim are saying there's a line above him and see that doesn't make sense. Even though we quote Shitas Rabbanan. In other words, the Rishonim not only are holding in all Mishnayis, that every single one of us should be holding in Mishnayis and Shas, but the Rishonim are already holding in all the Gemaras. And they're saying our Gemara is saying something that does not appear anywhere else, to which our Rishonim are going to be Mechadish Yisod Gadol in Maseches Krisus that you don't find in Krisus, which is the subject at hand, which has the subject at hand. And so that's why we're going on a tour. We're going on a tour in the Yisod of the Chiyuv Karban and Adam Nema Atzma Yosem Rimei Eidim. And that's what happens when you learn the Iyun, that every once in a while you'll end up in a sugya that will not have much to do with Shnai Mosem Metalis or Modem Mimitzas. Vishema answers the Ramban. Mikan Nilmod. We made a big deal about this yesterday. The Ramban says, Mikan! From over here, you comb Maseches Krisus, you won't get it. Mikan nilmod davar zeh. From where we're going to learn, shepiv mechayvo afilu machishin also, that piv is going to be stronger than Eidim. If I say achalti chelev, the Eidim say no. L'Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, I'm going to be believed. Then he talks about Rabbi Meir, which is not our subject. I read it yesterday. Talmidim just got confused when they got onto Rabbi Meir. For our purposes, it would be my pleasure to discuss afterwards, but for our purposes, Rabbi Meir is not the subject at hand. Okay? So this is the Vishema, the Teretz of Vishema. Now, we spelled out yesterday that the Teretz of Hashemah is assuming exactly like Tosas. The Ramban's starting point was not Tosas, then he says Hashemah, maybe Tosas is correct. And that is, that he says that maybe you're going to have to go so far as to say, based on our Gemara, that when Peh is so Ser Eidim, the Halacha is going to be that the Peh is going to win against the Eidim in the case of where I say Ayed Chelev, and the Eidim say, no, you ate Shuma. Now, the Ramban does not say it's totally in the two Ma'adamrim. Tosis already spells out it's totally in the two, he believes it's totally in the two Ma'adamrim. But the Ramban just says it as a given according to the Rabbanan. This is the first teretz of the Ramban. Clarification and questions. Yes, Gedalia.
Just clarification. Can you necessarily learn it the other way if Eidim say he's Chayav?
Absolutely not.
Just only if he says he's Chayav.
That's right. In fact, it's a Beferish Mishnah, not that way. If Eidim say you're Chayiv Chelev according to the Rabbanan, and you say I'm not, to your potter. So the whole point over here is that when I say I am Chayiv and Eidim contradict me, so then that's the case of Malapiv Shekem Chayiv Karbon. Now, Rabosai, this is a beautiful Sugi, Gishmak Sugi. I think the guys are really enjoying it. Baruch Hashem, no longer is everything, you know, Lushi Tasso, dependent on everything everything else we learned, finally, you know, here's something that you could... Every sugya has its own dynamic, as Rotorsky Shlita says. So here's a sugya that I think everybody's really having... On the one hand, it's complex. On the other hand, everybody's having a good time because you could feel like you jump in, even if there was something you misunderstood in the past. Baruch Hashem. I see the Talmidim are really learning beautifully. And Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's a beautiful sugya to do now. Yeah, there was another question.
So the Mishnah that we bring for Pesach, why doesn't it prove that those pivot is greater? Why doesn't it prove that pivot is greater than?
Because it doesn't prove. Izzy's question is, what does the Mishnah in Krisa say? The Mishnah in Krisa, all the Mishnah in Krisa says, that if I don't concur with the Aiden, then the Aiden can't be mechayev me. Your question is, why? So the answer is, ohodala, that I have to concur with the Aiden.
So it doesn't necessarily show that Piv is greater than
Aiden. Exactly. It does not show us that Piv is greater than Aiden. Correct? So this is the first teretz of the Ramban. Yes, Josh.
If we know from it ends up coming out in the case where the guy says that he's that he himself is other, the Edom say that he's Chayav, and then the Rabbanim say that he's other because of the Migdal, right? So then, wouldn't we see, like...
Let's leave the Migu aside. We're in the Ramban now. The Ramban is not even being miyaches to those two mandarim. Okay, I prefer to leave... I want to understand Josh the Ramban by himself. First, that everybody should know the Ramban's kasha, the Ramban's teretz, and the Ramban's second teretz. If you want to try to plug the Ramban back into the two deos, then it'll be my pleasure to try to do it either in the appropriate time in Shir, or... But now we're understanding the Ramban. This is the Ramban's first teretz. Va'od yesh lefarsh. Let's see the Ramban's second teretz. Now we sort of got stuck yesterday in this second teretz. Va'od yesh lefarsh dachi kamar. Matsinu, who claims that they understand this Ramban, this teretz, the Od yesh lefarsh? Go ahead, Avram.
Edom aren't able to make you chayav a korban. The case where he says I didn't eat, and the Edom said you did eat, it wouldn't be chayav a korban. He didn't chayav a korban. Only his mouth of admission would make him chayav a korban. Also, if he's quiet, it's similar to a case of him admitting. Elakevan did piv adi fatam Edom. Therefore, we see that the mouth is greater. This statement in the Gemara makes sense.
Okay, so to anticipate, the Od Yesh Lefarsh is clearly a different shot than the Shema, right? And he's answering the Timahani. What's a Timahani? In what way is Piv greater than Aiden? So his words are that we see that Aiden can't be Mechayev you a carbon when he says Lo Achalti. And his piv can be mechayiv when he's modah, as well as when he's shosek. And therefore, piv is stronger than aid. So let me create the straw man over here. At first glance, the Ramban didn't answer the question. The question was that there are times Piv is believed and there are times Edom is believed. And at the end of the day, that doesn't show us, what do we mean Piv is believed? Piv alone is believed, Edom alone are believed. When they contradict each other, they're not. To which we ask, in what way is Piv greater than Edom? So then, we have a question. How did the Ramban answer this question? He just repeated the same thing. Edom are believed when he doesn't contradict them, and Piv is believed when he's Moda. Presumably, when Edom don't contradict him as well. Not only presumably. I think that's a shot even in the Ramban. So at the end of the day, how did the Ramban answer the question? Avram, you were the reader, so you want to answer? You claimed you understood the Ramban.
He's saying here that it's the Edom aren't really what made him chayv. It's only his mouth. Once he's modeh, that's what makes him chayv. So the Edom just brought him to admit with his mouth.
So give me the case. Good. You're right.
So the case is if
Edom say you're chayev, and you ate Taylor, and he says you're right, I did. So it's not that the Edom made him chayev, it's that when he said I did, that's what made him chayev. But the Edom made him say that. So what is he gonna do? Like, are you gonna say like me?
He can.
He can, but I'm saying, but that's what made him chayev, by him admitting.
Very.
And okay. when he's.
So what would the halacha be if he contradicts the Edom?
So because you couldn't, you wouldn't be chayev.
You wouldn't be chayev. What happens if, but so somebody came back to me and he asked, you know what, let me just first spell out what Avram just said so everybody understands. That's, you're right. You could say it even better, but the basic idea you're correct in. Comes along the Ramban and says, not like my previous terrors. The halach is that when it comes to a case in which I say I ate chalef and the Edom say it was Shuman, the halach is Piv is not stronger than Edom. Yet, then how could the Gemara say that Piv is stronger than Edom? Because when Edom come along and I am quiet and I'm moda, this is the way to say it, like Kalamdin Avram, that my admission, my haidah, becomes the mechayev of the karbon. My haidah becomes the chiyuv of the karbon. You have to take notes. My haidah takes the chiyuv, creates the chiyuv of karbon. And since my haidah creates the chiyuv of karbon, so then Piv is mechayev you the karbon. One of the Talmidim said, if that's so then why is it that when I contradict the Edom, I'm not believed? What happens if the Edom say, you ate chalev? I'm sorry, what happens, let's go another case. What happens if I say, I ate chalev, and the Edom say, no, it was Shuman? What would this day hold, Avram?
That
there's no carbon. But wait a second, didn't we say Piv is stronger than Edom?
So...
yes.
The answer is they cancel each other out.
That's right. You have to say they cancel each other out. You have to say that it's not that Piv is stronger than Edom, that Piv would win out against Edom. Piv does not win out if it contradicts Edom. Yet, paradoxically, we say that Piv is stronger. In what way? Because when the Edom are mechayev me and I don't contradict, my haidah creates the chiyuv karbon. The mechayev of the karbon is my haidah. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference between the first daya and the second daya? What's the difference? Max, you have a difference between the two dayas?
The first daya is saying the reason why the lashon of the Gemara makes sense is because we're talking in a case where machishan, we say
what machishan exactly? That, exactly what case?
That Edom say he's not chayev and he says he's chayev.
Right.
He was stronger and he went to chayev.
Very good.
And the second day is not necessarily talking about the who's believed in their actual testimony.
I'm asking you what is necessarily the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina between these two deos?
That in a case where he would say he's chayev and he would say he's not chayev, he would not be chayev.
According to
the second deos.
Exactly. The nafkamina between the two deos is that if a guy says, I am chayev a karbon, and the Edom contradict him, according to the second deos, he's not going to be chayev. Yet then, in what way is Piv stronger than Edom? Because when it comes to Edom, the Edom are really not mechayevim. The Edom are mechayevim in a case. Now they're not the chiyuv. They are informing him, and he is modeh, and his odor is the mechayev of carbon. Who can bring me a raya from Rashi that there is a way that this makes sense, that this idea makes sense, that the mechayev is his odor? Who can bring me a raya from Rashi? Yes, Yonatan? Go ahead. Piv ain't a Piv mechayev korban. What?
Piv ain't a mechayev korban.
mechayev momen odasa. How do you? That's not even talking about our Gemara.
That's by mama. That's by odas filed in by mama.
Yes, Naftali.
Kutz exerz kasa dichtiv vahitzvada asher chata vehevi that he admits on that which he sins and then he brings.
Right.
So you're saying it's coming from the admission.
Good. What else in Rashi? That's a start. I'm asking, where do you see in Rashi? Where do you see in Rashi this concept that it's not the Edom that are Mechayiv you, but it's you that you're Mechayiv yourself? Yes, Eli?
It's the next Rashi, the Edom and Chavos.
Beautiful. Ahoda Elav. So who says that means, beautiful Eli, beautiful. There are a few Talmidim, Eli's one of them, but there are a few that I mamish believed in them that they'd be able to, like the David Abadan story, I mamish believed that they'd be able, that they would fly, and there are a few Talmidim that in the last week I've seen a total growth spurt, and should continue. So here, the Rashi says, "Dichsiv ohodai love." Rashi says,
he said that I sprained my knee, I'm not sure what the connection between the two is.
Oh, ho, day love, says the following. Says, oh, ho, day love, Rashi says, that here, the Mechayiv is my admission. Now, Rashi doesn't tell us exactly what is the context of the admission, but it could very well be when Adam say, and I don't contradict, so Rabban can understand, oh, hold on, love, that it's my admission that's creating the feud. So that's one nafkamina between the two Teirutsim. Who can think of another nafkamina between the two Teirutsim? What's another nafkamina? I have a geshmak of potential nafkamina that I didn't see the Oilam HaTorah said. By the truth is, I haven't seen in the Oilam HaTorah a lot on these two differences in the Ramban. But I think it's obvious. The first nafkamina is so obvious, it must have been written somewhere already. But I just want to spell out another nafkamina, a potential nafkamina, and that is the following. What would happen if a fellow was not there? You got it, Max? Go ahead, say it.
No, according to the first answer of the Ramban, if the Aiden comment testifies that he's alive and he's like sleeping or whatever, not there, then he'd be chayav.
Very good.
And according to the second one, in order for him, even if he's, as long as he's there, if he says nothing, it's considered him saying something. In order for the Aiden to make him chayav, he needs to be there.
Why?
If he's not there, there's no credibility to the claim of the Aiden.
There's no mechayev, say like London. There's no mechayev of his hodah. There's no mechayev of his hodah. Beautiful. That would be another nafkamina. What if the guy is there and is not there? An absentee, could you be mechayev him? According to the first day, in such a case, how are Aiden Nemon? They're Nemon. Aiden are Nemon and he's Nemon. According to the second day, wait, I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure it's right. Now I'll turn to Max's nafkamina. Now I'll turn to Max, you know, it's convenient. The moment that I realize it's a problem, so then I throw it on you. Max and I wanted to say as follows. Max and I wanted to say, what do you think about this? I was careful, at least I said potential right off the bat. Max and I wanted to say like this. What would happen if the Adam come in and the guy is not there? And the Adam say he's chayav a carbon. According to the first day, so then in such a case, he didn't object. He's chayav a carbon. According to the second day, the mechayav is the hodah. So I think what Max is saying is interesting. There's definitely room to go with such an idea. The only thing is, the only chisaron in our nafkamina, Max, is whether the first day is clear that they would say in such a case he's chayiv. Within the first day, you can have the following chakira. And that is, within the first day, do we say there are two tracks? There's Aiden, and then there's him. When there's Adam, Adam are believed. When there's him, he's always believed over Adam. Or is the pshat, then in the first day, it's only him. And when he doesn't contradict the Eidim, they also agree that you're going to be chayav in the first day on Mesufa. So there's for sure one nafkamina. Let me spell out, I know this got a little bit vague. Let me spell out again. The first nafkamina between the two deos is that number one, according to the second deya, the halacha would be... Lefi the second day of the halacha would be that if he contradicts the Eidim, then in such a case, both of them are not believed. Anytime there's a contradiction, and therefore, according to the second day, Tosis' case, when he says Chelev, and they say no Chelev, it was Shuman, he's not going to be Chayev a Karban. According to the first day, he would be Chayev a Karban. That's Nafkamina number one. The Hezber is that the Mechayev of Karban is the Hodah. You need your Hodah to be Chayev a Karban. That's this Shita, that's this Deya. Then we add a second potential Nafkamina, that there's room to say that according to the first Deya, in a case of where the guy is not there, Aiden could be Mechayev in the Karban. And the Hodah is not the Mechayev of Karban alone. Either Eidim or Hodah, and that's a suffix that we had. You could understand the first day of saying not. You could say the first day would say no. Without his Hodah, there isn't going to be a Chiyuv Karban. Within the first day, Yesh Lach Karban.
The first day you need both?
That's our suffix. That's Goof our Shaila. Max thought that it would be totally, I'm not convinced. In other words, I'm coming back to, if you want, to respond why the Nafkamina is not as good as the first Nafkamina, is I could say back to Max and say no. According to the first day, if the guy doesn't admit, there is no Chiyuv Karban altogether. Okay. Now let's keep on moving. Oh, wait, there's one more thing I wanted to say. So far, so good. This is all we need. Okay, good. So this is one, the Nafkamina, and Tzarech Iyun. I'll throw in the Tzarech Iyun B'das HaRamban, that the Ramban never pointed out that Tosas claims that this is Talui on the two deis and Krisus Yud Beis Amid Aleph. The Ramban never deals with that so far. Okay. Let's go on with the Ran. In the Shita Mikubetzes. Who wants to read the Ran? Nate, go ahead. Zeloshan
Aran. Zeloshan Aran. Akash Rabban. They have Akash on the Rabban.
No!
Rabban is Akash, sorry.
Good.
Lo Av Eidim, Mechayv Menoso Parba, Mishen Amashim, Mishen Amashim, Akash Rabban is like this. Lo Av Eidim. This guy says, also Eidim are Chayv on a Karban, Mishen Amashim, when no one else is contradicting them. And when it comes to your mouth, you don't need Adam to contradict him. You can just make himself cry. Fine. So, and if you're going to say that Piv and Adam are equal, Shavin Hain, the H. Lomar.
Well, what did you just do? What did he ask 5-1?
I think he just asked a Shiloh.
Okay,
are you really able to say Piv and Adam are equal? That's what I think he's saying.
A little bit different. But he's saying, and if so, then Piv and Adim are equal. Okay.
So which would go against, seemingly go against the Gemara.
Very good. That's better.
So the Yesh Lomar, so there is the answer that Filu Hafi, the Filu Hafi part, that even over here, the Hafi part of Shafir, that even this over here, there's a good Shiloh. Ma'ala Piv Shafim Achayim Karbon, just like Piv, you're able to make yourself Chayim Karbon, the low Zio Shel Adim, and you don't need the support of Adim Klal at all. Lobe Hassan the low fish tika, without you admitting and without you remaining silent. So over here he's saying like this. I think he's saying like this. That by Piv, you don't need Adam's support whatsoever, as long as you don't admit and you don't remain silent. Meaning anything you do is gonna make you puck in that card. Anything.
Dahlia is something unclear?
I thought it was talking about the Aiden. Son. But he doesn't need the support of the Aiden. He doesn't need their Hodah or their Shika.
Right. The Aiden. I'm sorry. He doesn't need the support of the Aiden.
Yeah, anything he does.
Okay. The guys, you might have mixed up a word. I do that every once in a while also. He doesn't need the support of the Aiden. Go ahead.
So Masha.
There were Aiden that what you said was different.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Masha, go ahead.
So Mash and Kain be Adam, so I guess what's the difference by Adam?
No.
Or we don't say this by Adam.
We don't say this by Adam.
We don't say this by Adam. She'aim and Chayv and also Karbon. Because they're able to make, because they're not able to make you Chayv on a Karbon. Elo b'siyu shel pimpo oda. Because they need your support of the mouth to make you Chayv on a Karbon. Like we said earlier in the Rabbah.
Beautiful, correct.
Inami, or alternatively, b'shtika m'shum t'kha adami. So, or alternatively, b'shtika, remaining silent because of this, this is considered him being oda.
All right, stop right here for a second. Yeah, go ahead. You want to explain a little more?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I think the Ron saying is like this. We saw in the what the Ron is saying is when we saw in the Ramban, the who had din the shtika, right? And this is the din by shtika. What is the essence of shtika? Is this if you're admitting, right, by remaining silent, are you admitting to bringing a karbon and now you're chayv in the karbon, or are you saying no by remaining silent? You're fighting against it. You're saying no, I'm not actually admitting. So that's what he's bringing down. What's the din over here by remaining silent?
I understand what you just said about your suffix. I know what you meant. Do you think the Ramban says anything different?
Yeah, I think not. You don't think so?
No.
Okay. We thought that maybe the Ramban.
Wait. So let me just explain to everybody what you just said. I agree with you up until now. Until you compare, you say differently than the Ramban. That's not correct. The Ran is saying exactly what we said with Das Ramban, and the Ran is saying like this. The Ran is saying that the way in which you're chayiv a carbon is with your admission. Okay? Now there's something very beautiful that comes out in the Ran that might have been difficult in the way we read of the Ramban. The Ran is saying the exact same idea of the Ramban. And what the Ramban's words were a little bit strange. What did the Ramban mean when he says, Upiv mechaivo behodav uhu adin l'shtika? So that's unclear. However, based on the Ran, we know exactly now what the Ramban means. What the Ramban means as follows, is that number one, if Adam come along and say, you're chayav a karban, you say, oh yeah, you're right, I didn't realize, I ate shuman. Or, the Adam come along and just say something, and you're not modeh, but your shosek, both of those things are mechayiv you karbon because of the concept of shtika keoda. So again, when the Ramban says upiv mechayiv ba'adav hu adin l'shtika, he means based on the Ran. I'll show you again from the words of the Ran as well. What the Ramban is saying is that piv be mechayiv you alda, as well as shtika, either when you admit to the Eidim, when you say yes, oh yeah, I realize, or through shtika koda. Let's see now the Ran's words. She'im mechayiv nos karbon el b'siyua shel piv boda. You will not be mechayiv karbon except with oda. Inami b'shtika, or else with a shtika mishum de koda damio, because we consider that.
So the Ramban is saying
is
shtika is exactly
like
oda. So at the end he's saying, why does he say inami then? Why is he saying
I'll? I just answer that question.
Because the Ramban is saying like this, either
I admit to the Eidim, or in my silence we say shtika koda.
Then what's below the shtika over there? When it says below,
he says Eidim aren't necessary to either say yes, what the fellow is saying is true, or to be silent. Even if Adam contradict, the halacha is you're not going to be chayiv a karbon. Yes, Avram.
I just wanted to say, I think there might be room to say that he says differently from the Ramban. Because
I don't think so. We'll talk afterwards. Avo betosis kasus. The question is, what's emes? Room, there might be room. This is emes in the Ran. If you tell me, if you convince me otherwise, so then I will come in tomorrow and say otherwise, okay? You know, there are a zillion different possibilities. In these types of contexts, one correct way of reading it. But I definitely want to hear from you afterwards. There's a certain amount that I want to do that Talmidim could keep on being challenged. Continues the Ran. But Tosa says that Piv is Mechayiv Karban, even when Edom contradict him. Shu neman al atzmo yoser mimeya ish. Tosas, as we developed, we made a beautiful laning in the Ramban and Tosas. The Ran continues on and says, and there will be a nafkamina between the Ramban and Tosvos. And what's that nafkamina? exactly what we just developed, nafkamina number one, and that is Tosa said that based on the Man D'Omar who says pin mechayvos karbon. So then, in such a case, when Edim contradict him, so then in such a case, according to Tosas, he is believed. While according to the Ramban, it's all dependent on his oda. Va'af onu somchin alav. And therefore, he continues, and we are somich on it. Who knows what that means? Who knows what that means? Is Daniel still here? Is Stroh still here? Oh, beautiful. We're about to get to your point. Va'af onu somchin alav. What does that mean? Va'af onu somchin alav. So this is a basic halachic term, yes, Moshe?
We're so meich on what he says. We rely on what he says about him.
Oh, I think it means even stronger.
That Edom are so meich. He's...
That we are so meich on this halacha? Halacha l'maisa. Like, you know, like you'll have in the poskim, yesh lismoch alav, you could rely on the shita. I think that's what he's saying. Yesh lismoch alav. You could rely on the shita halacha l'maisa. Oh, what's going to be halacha l'maisa? We're going to see. Nafkamina's halacha l'maisa. This is that what's going to come out is a massive chiddush according to Tosas. And why? So here he comes to Daniel's idea. Kiva de milsa de kapara de nafshehu. It's based on his personal kapara. What does Daniel? I'll give you this chus to try to be masbir those words because you already started developing this idea. What does he mean over here? What do you think he's saying over here? Want to give it a whack? You'll pass. But this is what you started trying to say yesterday. Yeah, so Rabbo said, what does he mean? Anu somchin alav kilvin de milsa de kapara de nafshehu. What does he mean by this? Yes, Naftali?
When he tries to mechayev himself, he's trying to do like the right thing. He's trying to do kapara for something he's
and
done.
And therefore
did.
What?
And therefore he's chayev.
He's chayev in what case?
In a case where he mechayev himself and they contradict and say you're
exactly! Chayev. We're going to believe him over the Edim. This is a collector's item. This is a Musar Shmuz. This is a Musar Shmuz. We're going to believe him over the Edom because it's about his personal kapara. The way I would add is between him and God. And therefore, what Bezdin thinks is not important. What he thinks is the most important. And Vanu Somchin Alav, and we're going to rely on this even for big Hashlachos Halacha L'maisa. Why? Because it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, you can't rely on this talking rabbi, you can't rely on this Musar Shmuz, and you can't rely on this Chud. At the end of the day, it's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gotta step up and take responsibility. And therefore, if you know your Chayiv Karban, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what Rabina says. It doesn't matter what anybody says. At the end of the day, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear Rabbi say? You hear? You sold Gadol. Sold God. For sure, there are other halachos of Kvod HaRabbanim, Kvod HaChaperim, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. But at the end of the day, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you're Neman even over Edom. So now it's Yesh Lachkar. The Edom say that Nate said one way, then it's, I don't know. Yesh Ladin. But this is the beautiful, beautiful chiddush of the Ramban. Beautiful? Kafta Referach. So that's the Nafkamin. That's the two days, and the Ramban's two days, and the Hezber and the Ran, where the Ran adds this beautiful idea. Why is it? We don't find anywhere else that you believe more than two Edom. It seems almost anywhere else. Like that's what we said. It's against 300 Gemaras. The answer is yes. There's one sugya that's entirely different than 300 other dapim in Shas. And that is a person's chi of karban. Why? Because it's kapara dinashe. It's all about himself. It's not what the neighbors say. So everybody's always worried about what he's going to say, and that's going to say. It's between the person and HaKadosh Baruch. Beautiful, beautiful rap. Yes, Eli.
Okay, good. I don't understand it. He was lashon Allah would be on him. He would say Al-Zev, something Al-Zev, if he wants to say that he's on Hamishah.
No.
Very nice.
No. On Usam Chen Allah, we rely on his words, halacha lemaisa. Yeah, very good, Eli. Beautiful. We rely on his words, halacha lemaisa. I didn't mean to say on Usam Chen Allah on that shita. V'af on Usam Chen Allah, based on what Tosa says, will be somech on his hoda alav, even if it goes against Eidim. Very good. If I wasn't clear, I'm glad you stopped me on that. Okay. Continue on. The plot even now continues to develop. We have Daniel's beautiful svara applied as a nafgamina between how the lumdus of the Ramban, who could crunch? What's the lumdus of Taisus and what's the lumdus of the Ramban? What's the chakira? What's the yisoid ha-chakira? What's the yisoid ha-machloikis between the two terutzim of the Ramban? Which is that the first daya is the sheet of Tosos, and the second daya is what we're calling the second teretz of the Ramban, the Shema of the Ramban. How would you formulate it? Yes, Izzy?
Whether the pivot is independent for, it has an independent form of Maimonides, or it's only like based upon like the, it's also like contingent upon what Vedim
say. Okay. Let's try to formulate this as a chakira better. In other words, Izzy's right that the chakira is, can Piv work even against Eidim or not? That's the chakira. How would we formulate what are those two stadim? I want to hear two conceptual sides of how to look at the pasuk oy hoyda ilov. How do you look at oy hoyda ilov? What are the two sides? Yes, Yehuda?
Ramban would say that with Piva, he needs to be with Adam to be Neman, but the...
Right,
the
what's that Hakira? What's that conceptual question? How could we conceptualize that question?
Whether he needs Adam to back him up or not.
No, he doesn't need Adam to back him up, even according to the Ramban. If he says alone, he's fine.
If Adam would say...
So that's not a conceptual question. It's no longer the conceptual Hakira. Alright, I want you to work on it. Get back to me, okay? I want to be able to put in chakira form. Why is the chakira form very helpful? Because in the chakira, we're able to put each shita in a clear sentence, and that gives us the ability to be able to apply it in other instances as well. Tov. Let's continue on. V'ikshu b'talz es chitzonim. Come over to me afterwards. I want to hear what the guys have to say. Who wants to read from the Tos Chitzonim? Go ahead, Izzy.
V'ikshu b'tos chitzonim v'erav peres v'zeh l'shonon v'in tomer kesha eidim makishin oto hayik yismichu ha-kohanim al pivla ha-kiv karbon. And if you're going to say that since the eidim are being makish, so what the guy said, how could the Kohanim be somo on what the guy said to bring a carbon? It'll be cholam riyazara. It's not. He doesn't need to bring a carbon.
So this is a beautiful follow-up question. So now, Eli, I'm going to translate the words, and you're going to tell me. I'm going to translate part of the words, and you're going to tell me the rest of what you or Izzy can tell me the rest of the words. Asks the Rambah, the Taisis HaChitzonim. Taisis HaChitzonim, by the way, Chitzonim means something that's outside of the general text. As we have the Tosas on the Daf, and there were other Tosas, and then there were Tosas that were found in other manuscripts. And Rabbeinu Peretz, they both ask, if the Eidim contradict him, according to Tosos, how could they bring a carbon? Now, Eli and Izzy, what does it mean? Heich yismichu akohanim. What do you think that means? Heich yismichu akohanim al piv. No. Is he?
How could
the Kohanim now rely? The guy comes in and he says to the Kohen, I want to tell you a story. I think I'm chayev a carbon. My mother-in-law, my wife, and two kosher Eidim think that I'm not chayev a carbon. Okay? So what am I supposed to do? He asks the Kohen Shaila. The Rav told me to bring a carbon. So now the Kohen goes back to Pirchei Kohuna. He comes back to the Beis Medrash. He goes back into the room that the Yisraelim are not... let's not the Kohen commiserate with each other, how Klal Yisrael drive them crazy every once in a while. So they commiserates without saying Lashon Hara. He says, what am I supposed to do now? Yeah, I've aided them saying that I'm about to be over in Issa Dorais, so bring Chulin Beis HaMikdash. And on the other hand, I have a pasuk that says, oh, the Allah, I'm supposed to believe him. Asks the Tosas Achitzonim that kasha that the Kohen's bothered by. And that is, at the end of the day, the Edom are contradicting. So there's a safek. So, heich yismechu, that's the same lashon that we had above, of somchin, va'afanu somchin alav. So I think that's what the Ran was driving at. Va'afanu somchin alav, we could be somech on all things, that even the Kohen will be able to bring this. To which the Taz Chitzanim asked, but why? It should be a tray of a tray. Answers the Taz Chitzanim, continue, is he?
And they also say that since a person has believed about himself more than 100 Edom, if the Quran come to be knocked with carbon, it's not in their hands to protest. They can't say, like...
Go ahead, finish your sentence. They can't say what?
They can't, like, not bring it forth. If the guy, we trust the guy 100 Edom. So once you trust him...
Okay, we're going to get stuck in the next nusach, the way you just translated. But you didn't do anything terrible. But let's continue the next nusach. Nusach achrine. We'll explain everything. Rebbe Osai Bli Nadar in a moment. Go ahead. So obviously here there's a big difference between biyadam and be your dog. Oh, Izzy, could we get you to work a little over here? What do you think? What do you think's going on?
What was that, Krivu?
The subject has changed.
I asked Izzy. Here, pass this around. You have an idea, Izzy?
I mean, I was referring to the camp post against someone like people. I don't know, like, which guy's doing.
Okay. All right. What do you guys think? Yes, Eliezer Schleimer.
I think what's happening that it's like we basically throw out the Edom because right now the Peep is greater than 100 Edom.
First, tell me, I'm telling you the first Teretz and then the second Teretz. What's the first Teretz?
When you have 100 Edom against 2 Edom, the other 2 Edom become Edom Zomim. So we throw them out.
Edom Zomim. Ooh, that was.
Not, I know that's
so
not.
So don't. That's. That's an off note. That's like.
That's the.
But he doesn't say that. Don't. You got to know Edom Zomim cold to be 100% sure to use the word Edom Zomim. So don't use the word Edom Zomim. Go ahead. Start again. Why'd you bring. Leave out Edom Zomim.
To answer his first question.
What is he saying in the first answer?
Saying that he's better than 100 Edom.
Okay, good. In the first answer, he's saying he's better than 100 Edom. What does he mean? Ein mochin bi yadam.
And it's not in the Kohen's hands to determine whether who's right or wrong.
Not exactly. First, Eliezer Shlomo, before you bring in outside context, make sure that you understand the words 100%, the words that are in front of us. Okay? So we got to translate this as precisely as possible. Yes, Eli?
First, the Kohanim come to be we're not mochel on the Kohanim.
Very good. That's why Eli has an advantage over me and Yuli. Both of us didn't start out learning in Lashon Kodesh. He has an advantage, and that is, Biyadam means them, the Kohanim, in their hands. Ein mochin biyadam. Say it again, Eli, loud.
We're not protesting. We're going to let them be makriv.
That's right. We're going to let them be makriv, and we're not going to protest to them. Okay, so what's the whole idea, Eli? Now say the whole sentence. No. Vieshon, why don't you say the whole sentence again? Scream it out. What's the teretz? The question was, you've got chulin ba'azara. What's the answer to that? Right. Right, we don't protest the Kohanim. We won't stop the Kohanim. Okay, Eliezer Shlomo, that's the first answer. Okay? What's the second answer? Who wants to get a crack at the second answer? Yes, Yonatan?
We don't protest the Kohanim. It's not the guy's fault bringing the carbon, but it is the Kohanim's fault.
Translate the words.
If he brings the carbon, the Kohanim won't protest in his hands, but if they bring it, then there's going to be a problem.
No. The Kohanim, you translated correctly, the inference you made was incorrect. And that is the following, that the Kohanim do not protest to him when he brings it. Okay? The first teretz is, we don't object to the Kohanim. The second teretz is, that the Kohanim don't object to him. Two different answers. Now, obviously, when we see these very similar but two different answers, we have to ask, what's the difference between the two? What's the difference between that we don't object to the Kohanim versus the Kohanim don't object to him? Now, this was beyond my ability. I couldn't come up with a nafkamina. So that's why we have giants who help us out. Rav Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovei Ta'aros gives an explanation. Then we have to decide whether Rav Elchanan's explanation is mukhra. Rav Elchanan gives an explanation. Now let me just summarize how beautifully everything moves over here. That we could summarize what we've been amel on in the last 2 days, which is a nice amount of material, not overwhelming, but a nice amount of material. We could mamish summarize the sugya. I think Baruch Hashem we were zochah to have a lot of clarity in the sugya. And that is the following. We have a yesod in the Gemara that piv is stronger than carbon. We have two explanations of the sheet of the Rabbanan. Either Neman al Atzmo Yosem Me'edim or Yochel Taritz Dibure. We have a machlokus between Tosos and the Ramban of whether Malapim Shekai Mechayev O Karban tells you that even if you say you're Chayev a Karban, and Aiden contradict you whether you're believed. Tosos says yes, second day of the Ramban says no. That was the machlokus. Then we have an explanation of the Ran of why you're believed against Edom. Because it comes to Kapara. Then, the Tos Chitzonim asks, how could you bring Kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash? How can you bring Chulin thank you in the Beis HaMikdash? If from the perspective of the Edom, it's Chulin. To which we give two answers. One answer is that we're not moche biyada kohanim, and the other is that the kohanim are not moche biyodo, they're not moche. What's the nafkamina between these two things? Says Rav Elchanan Wasserman in Os Yud Ches and Simen Yud Aleph in the Kovitz Aris in Yevamos. He summarizes in Os Yud Ches the whole sheet of Mikubetzes. And then he says, V'chilu kanischos pazeh. What's the difference between these nuschos? Do nischa rishonu who the Neman al Atzmo? Here there's going to be a machlokas. What does it mean that he's Neman al Atzmo? Hainu de legabe Atzmo tzwichin kol oilam la'aminoi. According to the first day, the whole world has to believe him. V'kivin sh'anu ma'amino lo shu'chai karbon m'melei nechai kulim ba'azara. The Kohanim, we're not mocha biyada Kohanim. What does that mean? That if the Kohanim come and ask us a shayla, so then in such a case, say mocha biyadam. We're not mocha the Kohanim's hands. Ulanusach acher, but according to the other day, who neman al atzmo kimo belmeres borili bemokum trei v'trei. What happens if you have two Edom contradicting two Edom? The halacha is that there are times that we'll believe when the defendant, the litigant, says, I'm sure. two people say, let's say, for example, I'm not talking Ein lismoch al zeh b'chulin b'migdash. But let's say two Adam say I'm chayiv a karbon, two Adam say I'm not chayiv a karbon. And I say I'm sure that I'm chayiv a karbon. So there are times that we believe by a trey v'trey barili. Does that mean that we're sure that this guy's right? No, we're mesupa. If that's so, he says the other tzad is, I will call olam eino ma'mina lo gam l'gabi chiyuv atzmo. If he's bringing a carb himself, let's say he's a Kohen. We're not going to say this Kohen stop. Because you only have to be mafresh someone if this guy's being over an Isser. So here's the chakira. I heard from one of my great rabbeim, Rav Eshel Shechter Shlita, Adam Neman al Atzmo Beino Uvein Atzmo. He made up this new klal. I'm sure he didn't made up. He saw it some sefer in Achronim. Adam Neman al Atzmo Beino Uvein Atzmo. Is that the Nemanus over here, Adam Neman Atzmo Yosem Eish? Is it based on his personal Nemanus vis-a-vis himself? Or Adam Neman Atzmo Yosem Eish by Karbon says that he's Neman more than everybody else to the entire world? Lamai Nafgamina, the Kohen that comes back right over here. He comes back to his friends and he says, my dear friends, I'm stuck in a problem. On the one hand, the Torah says that he's believed about the Karbon. On the other hand, the Torah says, I believe to aid him. Now I want to know whether I should bring the Karbon. According to the first day, Ein Mochin B'Yadam, no problem. Bring the Karbon. According to the other day, then the Kohanim need to say, no, we can't bring the carbon. But if he's a Kohen himself that wants to bring the carbon, leaving aside Hilchos Kachim for a second, if he's a Kohen himself, and he could do everything, Neimiach, Lu Yitzur, the theoretical Nafgamina, in such a case he'd be allowed to. But only he. The other Kohanim, they're stuck. They don't know who to believe. That says Rabbi Chanan is a nafgamina between these two Tosafitzonim, which is a nafgamina of the one side of Tosos that says that when you have one person being so seredim, he's believed. But is he believed beino vein atzmo, as the way one of our great rabbeim said it? Or is he neman vis-a-vis the entire world? Tudeus and Rabbi Chanan. It's not Rabbi Chanan Tudeus. The Chura, it's Tudeus and the Shidim Mekubetz Tosafitzonim.
What's the second
thing? Wow. This is worth $1 billion, no? This is definitely worth $1 billion.
Can I just repeat the second
What's
day?
That?
The second day?
Can I repeat the second day?
Yeah. Of the
Tosach Hitzonim is of the opinion that the halach is that he's only believed vis-a-vis himself, but not vis-a-vis everybody else. The first day, Emochim B'Yadam, we're not going to be mocha b'yadam. We're going to believe him vis-a-vis everybody else. Rabosai, I have to say, even though this Rabbi Chanan is beautiful and fascinating, I'm not convinced it's muchruch in the Tos Chitzonim's words. So yesh l'adam. Okay. I wanted to do Shulchan Aruch today. It's not enough time. It's not enough time. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to stop earlier and Mirtz Hashem will do Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Mishnah.